Hello, hello. I'm jacked for this podcast. I've been thinking a lot about it, and I want you guys to know that behind the scenes, I'm building something really amazing, something that's going to help a lot of people. And I'm just, it lights my fire, and I'm excited to translate it all to everyone that's listening, anyone that follows me, anyone I connect with, because everyone, we're meant to live our lives. We're meant to live passionately. Obsessed, but also at peace and joyful and healthy and happy and all these things. And it's really hard to articulate, but I'm really excited to bring it to life. And I've been thinking a lot about it. And this podcast is going to be great because I want you to understand that you listening need to decide how you want your journey to be, how you want your wellness to be, how you want your health, your mindset, all of those things that bring us joy and happiness. How do you want that to look like? And then we meet our actions to that level. And the reason I want to talk about this is because no one can tell you what your goals are. No one can tell you what your lifestyle is or should look like. And we live in this world of where things are just compared, right? This person has this body or this car or this house or this job, and it needs to stop. And that is what social media has done is you have to think about what you want. And let me give you some examples. I was talking to a friend the other day, and I'm in Dallas, and it's so interesting this situation I'm in at with my life. It's so exhilarating. I'm starting something really amazing. I left the corporate world, but at this point, I felt stripped of all the things. And what I mean by that is all the material things have been removed from me. And people hold a lot of identity and value to that. So, what I mean by that is, for the longest time, Sam had this job and this job title and this level of income and this big house and this Range Rover and all of these things. And they're not here anymore. And it's because of a choice. Doesn't mean I can't have them. I'm just really smart with my decisions and my money, and it's choices that I've chosen to make. I still own my house. I don't live in it, but I'm living in a one-bedroom apartment. I don't have a job. I don't have the Range Rover. I don't have the job title. I don't have those surface fancy things that people think that matter, because to me, they just don't. Doesn't mean I don't want them at some point. And I believe in making short-term sacrifice for long-term gain. That's also what put me in this position. But what I'm getting at is I get to spend my time however the fuck I want. And that feels the best. I don't have to report to anyone. I don't have to listen to anyone. I don't have to wake up at any certain time. I get to control that. And that to me is the ultimate freedom. And I'm just sharing that with you because that's how I wanted my life to look, and I took control of it. And whatever you do as an output, that's what you get back. So I've set myself up for years to be in this position. You know, socked away a lot of investments and a lot of cash. I've leased out my house to have some cash flow there. I've lived well below my means. Like, I've made these decisions. And what I want you to do at the beginning of this podcast, take some notes, but think about how you want your life to look, and let's work to create it. Because how you want your life to look is unique to you. You need to hear that. How you want it to look is how you want it to look, not how someone else wants it to look. The keeping up with the Joneses, can't talk. Keeping up with the Joneses is dangerous. It's dangerous. And if you want to get ahead, if you want to create this lifestyle, you do have to make sacrifices. You have to be smart with your choices. That's the reality. So think about it. So step one is to decide what you want it to look like. And in this podcast, I'm going to talk about the level of sacrifice dictates the result. And I'm going to give you some examples. And this is going to be a short mini cast podcast because I want you to get a lot of value, and I want to deliver it to you really quick. So let's just kick this shit off. Make sure to hit that follow button. Hit the follow button. Follow, follow, follow. Share it. I will reshare it on my Instagram. And thanks for showing up. I show up for you, and I'm glad you're showing up for yourself. Welcome to Self Made.
This is the space for entrepreneurs, salespeople, side hustlers, or any professional that wants to learn skills and discipline tactics to help you grow personally or grow your business. I want to warn you, side effects may include financial freedom, work-life balance, a community of people that actually get you, and a purpose-driven and a fulfilling life that you, yes, you, created. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you smash that follow button and share this with anyone you think will find value in my content. Now, as they say, LFG.
Welcome back. I'm so happy that you hit that follow button, whether it's on iTunes or Spotify. I appreciate you. So let's kick this off. So number one is you have this lifestyle. What do you want it to look like? How do you want to spend your time? What do you want to be doing? Think about all of that and write it down. Write that shit down. Example, I want to live here. I want to be doing this with my life. I want to have this time. I want to travel, whatever it is. Think of 3 to 4 things and write it down and just think about it, okay? And sit in that feeling. Now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the level of sacrifice equaling the level of reward. I love to use this as an example, and I'm going to start. I gave up alcohol, and that is the hardest thing I've done in my life. The hardest thing, because I did it for years. I had a bad problem with it, and it was so crazy. It was such a detriment to my health, my mindset, my goals, everything. When I gave that up almost 7 years ago, that has reaped the biggest rewards I could ever ask for. So what I mean by that is the level of sacrifice here yielded for me the biggest rewards. And people often think about what they're giving up versus what they get. And instead of thinking up, if this is something that speaks to you, instead of thinking that you're giving up alcohol or whatever your vice is, think about the reward you get because of it. Positively reinforce it versus negatively, like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to do this. Like, don't think about that. Think about all this benefit that you're going to get. So that's like a big example. Okay. Think about that sacrifice level. So let's say your sacrifice level is a 1 through 10. Your reward's a 1 through 10, right? So on that, for alcohol, giving it up, level 10. That's max 10, especially for someone like me. Reward 10. It brought me better health, fitness, mindset, money, all of the things. It brought it all to me. Okay, let's do a smaller example. Let's do maybe a medium one and then a small one. Medium. You want to get that body right. You want to get that body right. Think of the level of sacrifice you have to make. Can you have those delicious meals, the meals that are maybe not the healthiest? Yes, you can. But the more you do sacrifice, the quicker you'll get there, the more results you'll get. But that is up to you to decide. I'll give you an example, or I'll give you some feedback on this. I eat good. I eat pretty healthy. I also eat crap. I love it. I love Taco Bell. I love pizza. I love all those things. If you listen to me, you know this. You know it. Now, with that said, since I gave up alcohol, my body also processes food better, because when you drink alcohol, it actually screws up how your body processes stuff. It'll process the alcohol first while your food just sits there, right? So my body will process the alcohol. I also time it to where my like cheat meals are on like my heavy lift leg days, where I'm burning the most calories, I'm working my largest muscles, things like that. So I've kind of timed it out appropriately. But I've gotten my body to where I want it. Now it's like this maintenance phase. So if you go really hard for a while, you can go into this maintenance period and you've built kind of a, as Alex Hormozy calls it, a passive income body. So when your body is where you want it and you have more muscle, you have a higher metabolism, you don't have to work as hard to keep it. Doesn't mean you don't have to work. Remember, we're creating lifestyles, we're building these healthy habits, but if you go psycho for 6 months and get your body to where you want it, don't go like, but you want to think that you want to be able to maintain it too. Then after that 6 months, you have it where you want it. You don't have to work as hard to keep it. It's just the fact, but doesn't mean you can't not do anything. You can't just stop working out. You can't just stop eating right. You still need to do those things. So think about it like that. Let me give you a small example of a level of small to small reward, small sacrifice. Small reward could be drinking more water, right? You're going to get the benefit. And actually, that could be a big reward too. It depends on how much you're drinking now. But think about it. Those small changes do add up. So basically, what I'm getting at is to improve your journey, get on this path. Let's say you're a beginner, medium, intermediate. Find out where you're at. If you're a beginner, start small. If you're intermediate, make some changes that you can stick to. If you're an advanced psycho, do some hard things. Do some challenging things. But what I'm getting at is the level of sacrifice will always equal the level of the reward. It just does. That's how life works. You get what you put out. And if you put out a lot, you get a lot. If you put out a little, you get a little. You put out a medium amount, you get a medium amount back. It's just that simple. But the moral of this mini cast is, number one, decide what you want your lifestyle to look like and your goals to look like. That is for you to decide. Stop comparing it to anyone else's journey. It does not matter. They're not comparing their journey to yours. Compare yourself to you yesterday, and that's it. I hope you found value in this mini cast. I want to hear from you. So as you follow this podcast, send me a DM. What do you want to hear? I want to create stuff that you guys need help with, and I'm your man to do so. So thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Have a great night. Keep following for a lot more new content every single week. I appreciate all of you.